Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah Halach Yud Zayin discussing the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos Levyonim ilaharbos b'su'udaso u'b'shiluach manos l'rayav. It's better for a person to do a lot of Matanos Levyonim rather than to do a lot of su'uda and mishloach manos. She'ein sham simcha gedol l'mufa'ara el l'sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'almanos v'gerim. The greatest expression of Simchas Purim is by being mesameach those who need simcha. Sha mesameach lev ha'amlolim ha'elu dome l'shchina shnem l'hachios ruch shfeilim l'hachios lev nitkayim. Someone who's able to be mesameach, people who are in desperate need of a little bit of simcha in their lives, is similar to the shchina in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it upon himself to care for those who need the most caring for. And therefore, I thought, even though it wasn't on the list, I don't think it was on the list, it would take at least one day to do a 10-minute halacha on the issue of Matanos Levyonim, which is very often one of the more overshadowed mitzvos of Purim. We're very interested in a lot of the minhagim of Purim, and people get caught up in having a beautiful Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos. People tend to go overboard also. Matanos Levyonim sometimes gets lost in the shuffle, and that's most unfortunate, especially since the Rambam assumes that that's the ultimate simcha that one could ever possibly have on Purim.
Are the guys collecting for my aniyim and yisomim and almanos?
Rabbi Willick has a lot of opportunities to...
You name the case, I got it. I'm on the plate.
Okay.
After the shiur.
Okay. So first we'll start with the basics. The Mishnah Berurah writes that everyone is chayiv in the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. What does he mean by everyone? So there's a discussion whether poor people are chayiv in Matanos Levyonim. The Bach and the Taz in Simin Tafresh Sadi Dalit say that even an ani is chayiv to give Matanos Levyonim. Pri Chadash says, well, why does that make any sense? The guy himself is going to need to take Matanos Levyonim in order to get by. Why should he have to go and then give Matanos Levyonim also? If he needs financial assistance, why should he then be chayiv to give financial assistance? The truth is, the kash is a little bit difficult. In Yerideya, in Resh Mem Ches, if Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes that even Ani, who's supported from tzedakah funds, has to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. That the mitzvah of tzedakah we often think of incorrectly. We often think of the mitzvah of tzedakah as purely a responsibility of those who have to take care of those who don't have. And in reality, while it is true that the mitzvah of tzedakah is a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, it's also what we would call a mitzvah bein adam l'atzmo. It's a mitzvah in midos, that a person has to be a giving person, and when we train ourselves to not give, so it's never good for a person. Even if a person's poor, a person should always be used to the idea of being a giving person, of being able to be open to giving to other people. And that's on that level, even if a person is poor, he's got to give in order to not lose that sensitivity, in order to maintain that level of giving. We know the famous Rambam about if you can give either $100 or one shot, or you can give a dollar, you know, 100 times, right? So although the impact of $100 is much greater than the impact of a single dollar given in different places, but in terms of training you to become a giving person, the more times you engage in an act, and that's Rav Yosef Engel, we discussed much earlier in the year about Kamos and Echos and Mitzvos, discusses that Rambam, the quality versus quantity in mitzvos, that it may be a higher quality mitzvah to give $100, but the quantity of mitzvos that's done when you give a dollar each time, okay, that's a different topic for a different time. Bottom line is, though, there are many poskim that seem to assume that even an ani is chayiv in matanos levyonim. What about women? Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sadihe Sif Dalit says that women are also chayiv in matanos levyonim. Mishra Berurah says that it seems that the minhag is that women don't give, even though Shulchan Aruch says they're chayiv, and it could be that what the Shulchan Aruch meant when he said that women are chayavos is that only a grusha or an almana is chayavos in matanos levyonim, because she has no one giving on her behalf, and her money is her money. It doesn't belong to anybody else. But a married woman perhaps is mekayim her mitzvah matanos levyonim through her husband giving matanos levyonim. Aruch HaShulchan says this relates to the idea of ishto kigufo, very similar to what we said way back in Hanukkah time, that the idea of even a husband lighting a menorah is good enough to count for the wife lighting, even for the mahadrin and a mahadrin that everyone's going to light. Nevertheless, ishto kigufo is going to suffice and is going to be considered as if the woman herself had given. We pointed out with Ner Hanukkah, Rav Shachta always says in the name of the Rav, that he didn't like that application of ishto kigufo ben Ner Hanukkah, because ishto kigufo generally is halacha in Hilchas Eidos, that it's not a halacha in Kiyumei mitzvahs, that one person does a mitzvah, it's considered as if the other other spouse did the mitzvah as well. Rav Shechter always gave the mashal. If you have a woman who comes home from shul after her husband, let's say, and the husband already made kiddush, so do you say the woman doesn't need to hear kiddush now? Because ishto kegufa, the husband made kiddush, it's just as good. It's as good as the woman having made kiddush. Because they're one person. No, you don't say such a thing, like kume mitzvahs. Now, but matanos levyonim may not be just an issue of kume mitzvahs, that when one person does the mitzvahs, as if the other person, it could be the joint bank account for it, that it's that since he's in control of the finances, of both of their finances, that when he gives the money, it counts as if both of them gave the money. It may be much less of a chiddush than the chiddush when it comes to Ner Chanukah. What about children? What about yeshiva bachrin in terms of the mitzvah matanos levyonim? So we discussed a while back, if you remember, we had a 10-minute halacha shir on the chiyuv of yeshiva bachrim who are supported by their parents in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now the poskim have a discussion whether a child over the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah who are supported by their parents have to give matanos levyonim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Reish Tzadi Dalid Sif Beis says that a child over the age of bar mitzvah is chayiv to give separate matanos levyonim from his parents. He gives his own matanos levyonim. I saw it in Piskei Tshuvos. He quotes the Tshuvos Kinyan Torah that a child who's supported by his parents and has no source of income whatsoever is not obligated to take extra money from his parents to then give it from matanos levyonim. Meaning, a child who's supported by his parents, who makes a couple of dollars as a youth leader or whatever on the side, but ultimately supported by his parents, should take some of that money and give it. It is mechuyev to take some of that money that he makes and give it as matanos levyonim. But if he has mamish, zero source of income, and the only way he's going to ever be mekayem this with matanos levyonim is say, Dad, can I have $5 because I want to do matanos levyonim? And then he's going to take that $5 or $500 or whatever it is that he asks his parents for and then give it to matanos levyonim. So he wants to tell him that there's no such obligation for the parent to give twice. Once for himself and once through the child. Prima Gadim says that children under the age of bar bas mitzvah should also be trained, just like any mitzvah that they're at the age of chinuch for, that we're mechanich them to do the mitzvah. So matanos levyonim is no different. They should be trained to do the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. They would have the same basic chiyuv as a child over the age of bar bas mitzvah. Again, assuming that they have some source of their own money, they should give some of that money for matanos levyonim. Question is, how much do you have to give? What does one give for matanos levyonim? So the Gemara says that you have to give two matanos to two poor people, one for each person. Right, a matana to each anim, to each evyon. Shulchan Aruch quotes that's the Psak Halacha. But again, how much is that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Sadi Dalet Tzivkat in Beis, quoting from the Ritva and Megillah and of Zayin, says that even a very tiny amount of money to each poor person would be enough. In Chazon Avadya, Avadya understands that to mean, what does it mean even a tiny amount of money? Whatever the smallest currency is in that country would technically be a kiyum mitzvah. So if let's say a person himself is an ani, and he's therefore just needs to do matanos levyonim because he needs to be a giving person, but he can't really afford anything, so l'chora would mean a penny. Even though, although a penny can't really buy anything, Rav Avadya seems to understand whatever the smallest working currency is. A nickel? I don't know. The Marsha in Megillah, on Dav Zayin and Beis, says that you have to give a significant portion in order to fulfill matanos levyonim. It's not enough to just give a penny, to just give something very tiny. In the Tshuvas Zera Yaakov, which was quoted by the Shari Tshuva, on the page, he says that you have to give an amount of food, amount of money that could buy food that's the equivalent of shalosh beitzim, of 3 eggs worth of bread, the volume of 3 eggs worth of bread. So Rav Waldenberg writes in Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Zayin, Simen Chaf Zayin, Os Tezvav, that there were poskim that thought that the halacha should be like the Zera Yaakov, but they changed their minds when they saw that the Ritva said otherwise. I mean, Mishnah Berurah has this Ritva that says you can give even the tiniest amount, but this is all academic, because hopefully it's academic, because none of us, B'Yayin Hara, are Evyonim, and the Rambam tells us how to give Matanos Evyonim with greater generosity than you do Mishloach Manos, and then you do any other mitzvah. So yeah, technically, do you get a kiyum mitzvah if you give a very tiny amount? It could be, we held like the Ritva, that technically one could get a kiyum mitzvah with such a tiny amount. But it's academic. We have to give as much as we can, and certainly more money should be spent on Matanos Levyonim than on Seudas Purim, and more money should be spent on Matanos Levyonim than on Mishloach Manos. What about giving something other than money? Does it always have to be money? So there's a machlokas haposkim, whether you could be mekayim mitzvah matanos avyonim if you give something other than money. This Tshuvas Kinyan Torah says that you should always give money. It should always be money. However, Chazon of Adya quotes several other poskim in Turi Evin and Megillah Dav Zayin that anything, even clothing, anything that's helpful to the poor person, just like it's a key mitzvah of tzedakah, when you give something that's helpful to the poor person, it doesn't have to be money, you can use a key mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim when you give something that's helpful to the poor person. Regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, we know that the halacha is that the best, highest level of tzedakah is if the person suffers no embarrassment whatsoever. And the way to keep the embarrassment from the person is by giving an anonymous gift that he has no idea who gave it to him, and that's the most kavodic way to give tzedakah. That's the highest form of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Regarding Matanos Avyonim, Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas and Shabbos Dav Yud has an interesting chiddush. He writes that the mitzvah is not called it's not called tzedakah levyonim. It's called matanos levyonim, and matanos always implies that the person knows who's giving the matana. Why? Because the Gemara says anosi matana lechavero. When someone gives a matana to his friend, sarach l'odia. You have to let him know that you gave him matana. The Gemara gives the example of a child. If you're going to give a candy to a child, so you have to make sure that he looks messy when he comes home, so his parents should know that that there's sticky stuff all over his face. Parents should say, "Why are you all sticky?" "Oh, that guy gave me a candy." You should let the parents know that you gave him something. When you give him matana l'chaveru, you should let the person know that you're giving him matana. So says Rav Yosef Engel, matanos l'avyonim. It's called matanos. So the guy has to know that you gave him who gave him the matana. However, that doesn't seem to be the accepted psak of most contemporary poskim. It's a chiddush, it's a very nice chiddush, but it doesn't seem to be the accepted psak halacha lemaisa. How poor does the person have to be in order to be mekayim mitzvah matanos levyonim? So the Makor Chayim, Tafrei Sadi Dalet Gimel, writes that the definition of an evyon is not the same as the definition of an ani. An evyon is somebody who's not only poor, but he's so poor that he's not even embarrassed to ask anymore. That he's lost all sense of dignity in terms of asking for money. And the mitzvah of giving to the poor in Purim is not like a mitzvah of tzedakah where it's any ani. It would dafka be giving to an evyon. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tafresh Sadi Dalet Gimel says that that's true. Generally, we have a chilik between an evyon and ani, but the mitzvah matanos levyonim can be given to either one, to a poor, or to an ani, or to an evyon. You don't need to check that much further than to just know that the person needs money. You don't have to see if they lost all sense of self-respect. Why does the Megillah say an evyon? It's to teach us that you could fulfill your chiyuv even if you don't have to initiate the giving, even if the person asks first. He's an evyon, and therefore he's not embarrassed to ask. Still, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's the extra chiddush, that it's an evyon. But it doesn't have to be an evyon. What about somebody that you normally support? Let's say you're a very generous person, and throughout the year you support various aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. So can you just count that? You know, you give a weekly ration. Every Sunday you send a check to these aniyim. So this Sunday you send that check to these aniyim. Is that a key mitzvah of matanos levyonim? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes very strongly, Tafresh Sadi Dalet Dalet, that many people mistakenly think that that's okay. But he says it's not true. Matanos levyonim is beyond what your normal chiyuvim are, what your normal responsibilities and whatever you are mekabel upon yourself to normally do. You have to give something extra. It's something unique to Purim, and it has to be something that you would not have otherwise given if it weren't Purim. That's for that same reason, it should not be given from Meiser money. If you have Meiser money, so that's what you have to give in general. But beyond Meiser money, it's like taking Meiser money to do any other mitzvah that you would do during the year. It's like using your Meiser money to buy matzah. No, it's a separate chiyuv. There's a chiyuv of giving tzedakah, and whether it's a minag, a din d'rabban, a din d'oraisa, three-way machlokas, of giving Meiser ksafim. But beyond that, there's a separate mitzvah sayom of matanos levyonim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that you shouldn't use your Meiser money either for matanos levyonim. So we should all be zoche to have the wherewithal and the ability and the generosity to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs Purim kilchasam, and to do the mitzvah of matanos levyonim with great generosity, and to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be zoche to hashras hashchina through that great mitzvah.